Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are opening the phones in this hour before Alan Watt joins us in the next, specifically on your ideas to protest and boycott and stop the naked body scanners, this ritualization of submission to the pimp government. I'm going to break that down. The attacks on homeschooling, arresting homeschooling parents across the country and in Europe. I specifically want to hear your take on how we're being domesticated and taken over on the homeschooling, on the animal ID, premises ID, and on the naked body scanners. That's the subjects. 1-800-259-9231. I know some stations just joined us. CBS News out of a rural area of New York State. In Glen Town, as it's called, this family, upstanding members of the community, homeschooling their children, they came and arrested them for homeschooling, not registering their children with them. And states start this slow. Oh, just with the health department, that's the eugenics department, that's what CPS is under, just send us a form so we know they're in school. And then it's, oh, comply with our curriculum. And, oh, we're banning that. California's already tried that and got beaten in court. The city of Austin policy is to get rid of roads and make you take trains and buses. That's the official policy. Same thing nationwide. They want you out of your cars. They want you bankrupt. They want your children in their schools. They are a slave cult. We are becoming slaves. Finish up with the cop.
Be held accountable here.
Well, the parents. It's not the school's fault. The schools are doing the right thing, trying to get the parents to file the proper paperwork, which they have now.
The Cressys have now submitted.
Rewind it. File the proper paperwork. They didn't call them and say, hey, this is a little civil matter. No, they went and charged them with child endangerment because the CPS swore out an order. The CPS are now judge, jury, and executioner. They're little petty commissar Stalin dictators. And then there's the media pushing the police, pushing the school, pushing the superintendent. You better arrest more people. See, that's how they create the false dichotomy. Now, every person commenting on the CBS site says this is outrageous. This is Nazi Germany. This is police state. You people need to be sued. You're criminals. And they did misapply child endangerment to this. They made an example. But every person reading it and seeing it sees through it. Every person, I read the comments last night, hundreds of more today, every one of them sees through you people. I think they've gone too far too fast. But see, the media creates the false dichotomy as if the police and school haven't done enough, because people psychologically like to have a choice. And so the false choice is put out, do we arrest them or do we take their children? You know, we arrested them, but is that enough? And what can we do more to hunt down these slaves? Instead of, was this right to do? How was America turned into this? Finish up the clip as this witch. This woman will be hurt by the government in her life. She will. She's drinking fluoride water. She's taking vaccines. When she gets cancer when she's 42 years old, she'll wonder why she's burning up with pain as she dies. And you will, because you're scum, lady. You love evil. That's why. You love your nanny state that wants to slit your big fat throat. Go back to her.
And he has approved it.
Will anything be done differently from the school's point of view to make sure that schools or kids are being homeschooled correctly? Or?
Well, we follow the law, and the law requires us to make sure that certain steps are followed.
Marcy Natal, CBS 6 News, Fonda.
Totally disgusting. Totally sick. And listen to me, you slack-jawed, cowardly people. Listen to me. You may sit there in your comfortable little news job and laugh at me warning you about 150-plus chemicals bare minimum put in your water, or how they're putting lithium in the water, or how they're putting cancer viruses and mercury in those shots. But I'm telling you the truth, but you're so cowardly deep down that you've decided to submit to this system because you are absolutely disgusting.
Remain in your houses. the President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Have you read the Declaration of Independence, what King George III was doing in our country? It wasn't one-tenth of the abuse and corruption that we're now under. By any yardstick, by any measurement, by any gauge, we are living in a science fiction-esque, satirical, over-the-top, ridiculous level of tyranny. I mean, it's a joke. It's so ridiculous. It's worse than any Kurt Vonnegut novel about a futuristic police state on Titan. I mean, it is a joke. We are being inducted by a bunch of psychiatrists and psych warfare experts into a hellhole. You know, when I get up here on air and I mention the Associated Press from, what was it, 3-4 years ago? And I've seen it all over the country from Michigan. What was the headline? I know World Net Daily did a story. We did a story at InfoWars.com. That guy searched this right now for people. Michigan school drill demonizes homeschoolers. Or something like that. And I think the AP headline was, parents angry about police safety drill at school. Michigan. AP. And then it says, and I've been to these drills, but I've been to announced ones. Once they get you trained to the announced ones, I went to one in Belton, where they have regular Army checkpoint drills. We have that in police state, do the takeover. The police come over with the military and say, turn your cameras off, to Mike Hansen. Well, I'm up there in 2000, right before 9/11, And the mayor gets up and announced, terrorists have hit Belton. We have video of this. It's in Road to Tyranny. He says, terrorists have hit Belton. They attacked. But the Army responded. They had Army, Marine Corps, all of them out there. A robot with a shotgun. I have video of all of it. The Army tried to walk over and tell me to turn my cameras off, and I didn't do the friendly thing. I said, how dare you in America try to tell me what I can do? And they backed off real quick. Other people, when they come up and do that on the streets of America, coward. You saw me in Endgame. I had Army soldiers with 45 sidearms on come from across the street and start cussing at me for aiming a camera at them. And I said, you get out of my face right now! This is America, scumbag! Don't you understand? They was never this bad in Russia. Russia would have never put naked body scanners in, ladies and gentlemen. I have had troops over and over again come up to me with firearms in America and tell me to turn my camera off. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm looking for peace, and I want the people to revolt in the info war, to get aggressive, to put flyers up for whatever issue you're concerned about, vaccines, naked body scanners, whatever the case is. I want you to get aggressive calling to talk radio. I want people to get aggressive with legal micro AM and FM. You can spread those out in your neighborhood, get a bunch of people to put them in your town, the small ones, and they're legal and lawful. Check your local and national laws on that. But it's time to get aggressive with these people. It's time to go to city councils. I'll guarantee you, no matter what town or city you live in, they're kidnapping kids quietly. I'll guarantee you, this evil's going on everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And so, I'm trying. They have the city hall cordoned off with sawhorses. There's Marines, there's Army. There's people that say special forces patches on their arms that remove the patches when I started walking up. There's video of all this. Green berets. Some of them in plain clothes. And they were running a takeover op, getting to know Belton, taking it over. Running drills on the highways. And these troops walk over. And then more come over and get in my face. And I get in their face. One of them says, how dare you show my face at that checkpoint from 2 years before? And I'll say, we'll do whatever we want! So the Army's listed me as a terrorist and has them watching me. Because they are criminals and enemies of this country. Just like Hitler was an enemy of Germany. Can't you get that through your heads? I'm not the one engaged in killing America! I really do love George Washington. I really do love the red, white, and blue. I know what America is. And you either forgot what it was, or you were never taught, boy. Watching this country die is killing me, man. It's killing me. I wish I was wrong about all this. I wish years ago I was wrong. I was right about everything because I'd studied history. I knew how they took over other countries. I got three children, a family. I love this country so much. I got roots all the way into its founding, from before its founding. And I know you do too. And it just hurts me because you know when America goes tyranny, it's going to go worse than anything ever went. The bigger the sun, the bigger it goes supernova. The bigger the volcano, the bigger it blows. The bigger they are, the bigger they fall. And America is so horrible. It's so evil. It's the worst, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in the last 8 years, tourism is down close to 40% in the U.S. No one wants to come here. People from other countries know when they see police in black masks, man, this is North Korea or Mexico. I better get out of here. When people see cameras everywhere, tourism's down in England. They say, this isn't freedom. I'm out of here. When people, I mean, I got mainstream news articles today where pro-war neocons assigned to the Pentagon as in-bed reporters come back and have their laptops taken, have their email passcodes taken. The TSA sits there and reads your email in front of you. They ask, how much money do you make? And the guy wouldn't tell them after 20 questions or more. And so they arrested him. That's on PrisonPlanet.com. And that's how it is now in Europe and Canada. I have been in rooms with Canadian police while they are laughing and smiling and saying, we're going to put you in prison, and literally getting off on trying to scare me. I have seen them feeding in pure Soviet Nazi evil, screaming at me off and on for 15 hours, laughing at me, telling me I was going to go to a Canadian prison for no reason. In Rockwall, Texas, I had the school police officer before we moved here when I was a sophomore. I had him call me in and say, we know you're stealing stereo systems from Happy Country Homes, a trailer park 10 miles from where I lived. And I said, what are you talking about? Happy Country Homes? I think I've been there one time to fly a remote control airplane with a friend years before. And I told him that. And he said, don't lie to me. I know you're stealing stereos. And ladies and gentlemen, I never stole anything but beer out of ice chest on the back of golf carts. I lived in the, you know, middle class golf cart neighborhood. By the time I was 14, a few times we'd be at the lake house or the country club, and we'd laugh and reach in and get. I told him that. I said, I've taken beer. And he said, well, I know you really didn't steal that, but I'm going to charge you with it unless you start reporting to me on crime. And I said, crime? I mean, I was a jock, ladies and gentlemen. I was chasing cheerleaders. My only crime was when somebody punched me in the face, I'd punch him back a little too hard. And this was being done to everybody in the school. It was a giant brainwashing re-education center. What do you think goes on in a Soviet re-education center? Everything we're talking about here today. The traumatization, the threats, the telling people to report on folks, breaking everybody down. And I knew that cop was involved in narcotics trafficking. Everybody knew. The sheriff had gone to jail for flying in cocaine. That guy owned businesses in town. That guy drove a brand new Corvette. I mean, this government is pure evil. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm strong. I'm not bad. You are. And you're not going to tell the American people they're bad anymore. And so in Belton, the mayor got up and announced they'd been hit by terrorists. And I instantly knew that at the end of his 10-minute press conference, he would then say, this is just a drill. They announced we've been hit. They announced terrorists have hit. And I instantly knew it would be in the newspaper the next day that they would write a whole article about how terrorists hit and then only at the end say it was just a drill to create and elicit the fear and to create the perception that terrorism was real so that local communities could be fully federalized and accept covert Pentagon operations from narcotics trafficking to you name it. And I went outside and more troops came over and threatened us, and then they blew up a car, fire shooting out. And then they had the local middle school drama team put fake blood all over them and roll around on the ground for news cameras. And that's all in Road to Tyranny. Now, what do they do nationwide now? They go into public schools, children as young as 5 years of age, come in with men screaming, I'm going to kill you. I'm a homeschooler. I'm a gun owner. I'm a homeschooler against public education. That was in the federal script in Michigan. Done all over the state. And they take the kids out and blow up a bus and then throw buckets of fake blood on them. And the children scream and cry. We have video of it in Road to Tyranny from other schools as little girls cry, little 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds with police dogs. This is the pure evil, the pure brainwashing, the pure scientific death oozing and creeping through every facet of our lives. And I can see it. You can see it. You know what's going on. You take over your local towns. You can do it peaceably. If you get aggressive and serious and knock on every door. If our forefathers could walk in the snow until their feet bled, until there were trails of blood, the least you can do is bang on doors and warn people and go absolutely ape and expose these criminals. Your calls are straight ahead on the rape scanners and all the other engineering psych warfare going on.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11.2670. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.5739, $5.7870 for a half ounce, or $2.8935 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.5739, $5.7870, and $2.8935.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency.
The government knows what it's doing as the people arm themselves in mass and prepare for war. They want conflict. They want to baptize their paramilitary police in the fire of war. They want to plunge this country into civil war. They back the people into a corner. Each new outrage worse than the previous. Try to break our will and wed us to the blackest form of tyranny this planet has ever seen. need to prepare ourselves and to work as hard as we can to alert the people to the true enemy of humanity, the social engineers of the New World Order. Ron in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
I see that the spirit of Crazy Horse has got you charged up again. It's great. First off, I want to make a quick comment in reference to a last bit of yesterday's transmission.
Okay.
You are not a bad person. You are doing everything you possibly can.
I was being sarcastic when the guy called in griping, saying we didn't have MP3 files when we do.
Yeah, I know. I know. But what hacks me off is people like that. And like I called you once before in reference to, you know, Ted Nugent and the apathy thing he mentioned. That is the example of what he was saying. It is up to us to take what you give us and spread that out. You know, there was a challenge that was given to me by a certain young lady to start up a website, and I did. Rattlesnakespit.com is just that. Now, as far as this scanning thing, I was using the same technology in Iraq at ECP3. Our directive was not to scan females. Our directive was only to scan males. I was confronted by a CIA operative as to why we weren't doing the females. I said, it is immorally wrong, for one, and it was not my directive. He got mad.
Let's be clear. When you lock down a city or a town and are issuing people ID cards, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've seen it in person in military drills here in the U.S. and U.S. cities, they biometrically scan you and then give you an ID card. People don't know that this is really being used as a biometric scan. You may not have even been told. Let's point that out, that even in Iraq, and I'd also read that they weren't scanning females. So you were in Iraq and didn't want to scan females. What happened?
Okay, I was confronted, since I was the NCOIC of that operation at that time. The unit we took over for was having a memorial service for one of their fallen. And the unit we took over for even specifically told us they do not do the sex scanning of the females. So we were following the same standard of operation policy. Now, this particular person, I don't know if he was new at that point or he was just getting fed up and not getting that information or what, confronted me about it. And I told him, no, I am not going to do it. That is immorally wrong on my behalf, you know, how I've viewed it.
Well, I'm going to let you finish, but stop, Ron. Let's make this point. Remember 2 years ago, the head of the Air Force, the civilian head of the Air Force, I forget his title, the director of the Air Force, I believe, it was in the Associated Press. The headline was, director of Air Force says, use sound and microwave weapons on citizens first, because under Geneva Convention, they couldn't use them on Iraqis, but then by deploying them in the U.S., they could then list it as not a weapon of war, and so now they've done that. It's the same thing with the scanners. We are the most enslaved. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So an alternative that they were doing was using the wands on the females, and only the female interpreters we had were the only ones that were doing it. Anyway, the confrontation, he said, well, I'm going to go to your commander. Who's your commander? I said, I'm not going to tell you. You find that out for yourself. And you know,
how long were you in Iraq? I mean, when I talk about the military being turned against us, I know the military's really waking up. The police are waking up. But are you still in? Are you out? Do you talk to your buddies?
I recently was medically retired just this past October.
Were people waking up to this insanity that's going on?
There are quite a few, believe it or not, that are. And there are quite a few, believe it or not, that know that there are these things that are going on that don't sit well in their gut.
Well, here's an example. I have a lot of family in the military, a lot of them officers. And they've told me at barbecues and family events, they say, I don't even want anyone to know you're my family. I wouldn't get promoted if it was known. And they said, Alex, you're absolutely right. We are doing takeover drills. One of them is in logistics, not even in combat. He was in combat brigades before, but now he's over logistics. He said all of us are being trained for riot control, and the officers were told it's for America. They're training all units to take on the American people because the banks have robbed us blind. Stay there, Ron. I want you to finish up with your take on how we boycott these scanners, how we expose it. I got some of my own ideas coming up. And Virgil, Jason, John, and others, 1-800-259-9231. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network trying to save the Republic. She is on life support right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A
a revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Scanners in Iraq not scanning women. I've seen blurbs, can't place when, years ago about the controversy of scanning Iraqi women. But again, American women and children, naked bodies, scan them. We're the home of the cowards, home of the slaves. Or are we? I have some ideas of ways to protest this, ways to boycott this, ways to educate people. And we're going to do that. But going back to Ron and then Virgil, Jason, John, and others. Finish up, Ron.
Here's the thing. Like I said, you know, I protested that. And, of course, I was only there just for that one time just to fill in. And, unfortunately, I couldn't say. All I know is that when we were there, we didn't do it. You know, I told my guys, we're not going to do it. And I didn't care if I lost my rank or what. Because, morally, I did not like the idea. You know. Now, as far as here, before I went into the Army, I had the fortunate ability to study law a little bit before I went into active duty. And I do know, and I kind of got the idea from Dr. Horowitz in relation to the H1N1 vaccine, where people were filing injunctions in regards to preventing being forced to take the vaccine. It is possible. I'm trying to look it up now for sure. I'm going through the Code of Federal Regulations and other cases. I haven't seen anything where it hasn't been done yet. But it is possible that we could all, as a people, file federal injunctions to keep us from being scanned. Because it is not a federally mandated law yet.
Exactly. It's a regulation. It's a policy of TSA and Homeland Security and ICE. What they do is they come into a governmental system, a airport, public-private. They make deals with the airlines. The commercial aviation does it. Nobody has to do it there to fly their Cessna or their private jet or to charter a jet. And then everyone is herded through and indoctrinated. And now TSA says they're going nationwide with body scanners, random vans, checkpoints. It's already happening. This is so incredible. Yes, we need people to file injunctions. I was just talking to my IT guy a month ago, going through Houston, which I will not fly through, and I appreciate your call, Ron. I will not fly through George Herbert Walker Bush Airport because I've flown internationally through there twice, and literally, they scream and yell at you and say, hustle, 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 and they freak out and panic and they wave their arms. I mean, it's like animals or something at the TSA. And my parents went to a wedding for one of my cousins in Mexico. She got married down there at one of those resort weddings. And my poor grandmother, who had polio in the 50s and is on crutches, 85, 86 years old today, I said, what was it like when you went through Houston? And they said, it was hell. Screaming at her to hurry up. I mean, it's shit, folks. They might as well just put us in loincloths and slave pits. Oh, but it's to keep us safe because the government cares so much about us. Oh, yes. Everyone knows that's a fraud. The Pentagon conquered the world. They're now conquering us. And they mean to hurt us bad. And the average person in the military means well. They're compartmentalized. And I've seen these new National Guard TV ads where they play all this crazy, creepy music. And it says mission comes first. Even above the Constitution is the message. Let's talk to Virgil in Oklahoma. Virgil, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
I'm just sick with anger and disgust. I mean, how obvious. How much more criminal is the government arresting homeschooler parents, naked body scanners, spiking the water with poison, the media openly saying they want to put lithium in the water to make us feel better, just wall-to-wall government tyranny.
Oh, man, keep up the fight. I wanted to let you know, sometimes you have a habit of, like, answering my questions while I'm on hold. I've hung up on you a couple times, but I heard you mention earlier that your bloodline goes all the way back to the early American pre-revolution, and I wanted to let you know mine does as well. And also, here's an idea for stopping the whole subverting of human culture. Some hacker out there needs to turn off all the TVs. Just upload a virus to a satellite. Boom. Thanks, all. Have a nice day.
Well, Virgil, the issue is the government's already attacked their own satellites as a pretext to then bring in more controls. And that's not how the system's set up. Okay, you need to reach out and show people how they've been indoctrinated incrementally into total enslavement and how the curtain's falling, the doors are shutting on freedom. Okay? And how it's their destiny and their responsibility to stand up against tyranny. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me. I just got a quick thing about the body scanning in the airport and stuff like that. Over the Christmas break here, I had a really good friend of mine travel in through, he went to New Jersey and then came back. He had no problems getting there to New Jersey. And then they had the whole scare of the supposed bomber on Christmas Day, and he returned 3 days ago. He's on oxygen. He's got the COPD. He has to have oxygen to breathe. He has himself one of the portable concentrators that is FAA approved, weighs about 17 pounds, flashing lights and the tubes and wires and stuff coming out of it. And they gave him a hard time trying to get it through security. So they had him take it apart and they looked
at it. Look, I've had TSA ask me what a video camera is. I mean, they take your laptops now and just keep them and take everything off of them, no warrant. It's total criminality. It's the feds taking over through the airports, now openly expanding all over the nation to warrantless checkpoints everywhere with the Army and Marines.
Well, so he gets on the plane and they tell him, they tell him he can't have it running. And when this thing's not running, it's not pumping oxygen, i.e. he can't breathe. So they let him, they were on the tarmac for about 15 minutes before they finally took off. And about a half hour later, when they got to cruising altitude, okay, you can turn it on. The whole time, the guy's having trouble trying to breathe and everything and could have possibly died.
Well, but see, it's an act of submission. You will keep your face forward. You will not get up in the last hour. You will not cover your lap. You will wear a taser bracelet. We will scan your naked body. You will take your shoes off. You will take your belt off. We will take your laptop without a warrant and keep it and download everything and keep it for 6 months in many cases. We are the masters. You are the slave. We will arrest you if you don't public school your kids. We will put troops on the streets. We will let offshore banks steal $28 trillion and not tell you where the money went. I mean, they're just openly rubbing our faces in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when I was talking to him about this yesterday, a lady overheard our conversation, and she was all for the body scanners and this and that, and I was trying to explain to her why the body scanners were not cool. And my whole point I was trying to make...
Well, see, notice, they say, underwear bomber, we're all in danger. By the way, we just so happened to just, you know, we're going to put these scanners in next week, and now it's all over the news that they ordered the scanners a year before, just like I told you. It was all a staged event, ladies and gentlemen, all scripted to a T.
My whole point I was trying to make to her that she couldn't understand is the fact that standing in the scanner is like standing inside of a microwave. So I took the I asked her if she would stand out in public naked with no clothes on, no bra, no underwear. Well, absolutely not. No, I wouldn't do that. And then I explained to her what the body scanners do. You sit there and they look at your naked body without your, basically with your consent, and they record it, and she still didn't want to understand it. And she was trying to tell me it's prejudice to try to pick and choose who you can scan, and I mean...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that's part of the fake liberal religion. You know, even if you believe these Muslim extremists are trying to get us, in every case they're funded, and it's all staged, they go, well, we're liberal. Everyone gets body scanned, including the women. And that's all part of breaking up the family. Many colleges now have co-ed bathrooms. I mean, I don't like going in a bathroom and sitting on the commode next to a guy in the next stall. I'll kind of wait till people are out of there. All over the country and in the military, you've got to sit there on a commode right next to a woman. Imagine what she thinks. Again, it's destroying all the existing order, normal human activity, because normal human instincts will make you stand up against being a slave. Family will make you stick up for your family. They are on record wanting to turn us into a bunch of drug zombies serving them. I appreciate your call. I've come up with some of my own ideas to stand up against this. And we're going to go back to John in England, Joe in Texas, and Ryan in Alaska, and then Alan Watts coming up. We're going to continue to have open phones with him. But I want to give you some of my ideas right now. I'm formulating these and completing them by next week, and we'll launch the official operation. You're welcome to start your own operation. You're welcome to use our ideas, and don't give us credit. I don't care. I want to win this mission. The costs are too high, ladies and gentlemen, if we let them win. The penalties are too high. There is no choice. This scum must be identified. The public must be given the basic information. Once they're given it, they'll start seeing it all for themselves. See, the enemy has to reapply lies every day. It's like a coat of paint that peels off every 5 minutes. The truth is a coat of paint that never peels off. We apply the truth, show somebody how to think, how they've been manipulated. One time, you get them to finally unlock, open their mind, and we're not filling people's minds with stuff. We're just saying, you folks, we've studied history. This is hardcore tyranny. Red alert. Please look around you. It's like having, you're out in the wilderness with a couple people, and a bunch of wolves come to the breast of the hill, and they're like blind. The best analogy is like having, there's 10 people, and 9 of them are blind. And you hear the wolves howling, and they're in denial. Oh, that's not wolves. And you don't have any weapons, and the wolves surround you. There's 20, 30 wolves. And finally, when one of the people gets grabbed and dragged off, and you hear them screaming and yelling in pain, and I'm not attacking blind people here. This is just an analogy. And the blind folks have been so conditioned,
that they look at you and say, are you hurting Bob to prove to us there are wolves? Are you doing that? That's how the basic psychology works. But the people are finally seeing the wolves for what they are. But the wolves have their own propaganda system of how they're not wolves and how those of us trying to warn you are the wolves. Use your common sense, people. Have respect for yourselves. Now, I'll go ahead and throw these ideas out. Yes, we said yesterday, I'm getting a lot of emails about it thinking it's a good idea. I'm not made out of money here, but we're going to have a $5,000 contest for the best naked body scanner poster. And follow your local laws, what's applicable. But I think if they're going to naked body scan everybody, I personally am going to put up some posters that show the image of the naked woman that we posted on Infowars.com. People have a right to know what is really being seen. We're going to have a boycott of the airlines and a boycott of the scanners poster contest. My wife had the idea of what we've seen PETA do. Couple good-looking PETA girls go to Tokyo, take their tops off, walk down Main Street. It's in the cover of USA Today and hundreds of newspapers and magazines. Now, most cities, and then you can get them on discrimination if they arrest you. They've had the artist things with everybody by the thousands naked out in the town square. They've had the demonstrations where people are, you know, better go naked than fur for stupid issues. It's up to you to do this, and it's, you know, your issue. You know there's tyrants out there, but don't get on the airport property. Do it on the edge of the highway, on the sidewalk, wear panties. I don't think you should go completely naked. But you get a bunch of women. This is where women can save the republic. I mean, you're going to be recorded anyways and put in a government database. You get a bunch of women naked to go to federal courthouses and TSA facilities and the outside of airports, and you stand out there with your placards and you call the media beforehand, and you come out there, ladies and gentlemen, it will devastate them. And you point out that I don't want to be recorded naked in your database. This is what it, so the idiot public can get it. If we can beat these naked body scanners where they want to set the precedent and make people do this to where you submit to them, it's all about breaking your will, breaking your soul. I don't want to horrify people. I actually don't look that bad naked. I've been told I look better naked than England. But for the country, I'll go out there in Speedos. I just cannot do the whole deal. But the stunt can save the republic. And so we need to pick a date in the next month for simultaneously nationwide people to strip bare and go out and educate the moron population. And you might get arrested, but then in court they'll have to drop it because it's all been held in the court cases. If it's free speech or it's done for art, they can't stop you. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to do this. Desperate times mean desperate measures. Nationwide naked protests to shock the public, to bring it to a crisis point. So people realize and call the local media. National media will have a blackout on this, but your local media will run with it, and you can educate people about what's happening and say, hey, you think it's shocking to have adults out here naked or in thongs? What about children being recorded by the TSA? You can hand out flyers with that image of the naked woman with her breast and her privates bare. We're going to make flyers. We'll take the winner of the contest. And I want to see people hit the ground running with this. We'll post the flyers that I think are the best. Maybe we have an InfoWars poll. Maybe we'll take the two or three best posters that I think are the best and let you vote. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll have them posted on a page with a poll. You can only vote once. And vote for what you think the winner is, $5,000. And then the best YouTube video made of the naked protest the best video made of the bare-chested protest. We'll have that protest in a month. We'll set the dates next week, simultaneous nationwide. Then a month after that, the best video on YouTube, you will get $10,000. That's $15,000 in prize money. Now, we're also going to launch pages with documents and issues about how this is all color of law and boycotting travel agencies, boycotting the airlines. They've got the pressure points. They can stop it. To get the lobby, the defense lobby, that put these naked body scanners in, these are going in the next 3 months. They're phasing them in right now. And here's the CBC or CTV news out of Canada. Ottawa ordered airline scanners months ago. Well, of course. Same thing in the U.S. It's all staged. We're going to fight back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I wish your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along.
We're going to go to John, Joe, Ryan, and John, and we got Alan Watt coming up. So there, I'm putting $15,000 on the line. $5,000 for the poster contest that needs to start now. I'll tell you that the contest will end a month from now. And we'll get rules up in the next few days. But it's simple. The best way to educate people about the naked body scanners. And you know what? 5,000 more. I'll do another. I don't care. I'll blow all the money we've got to stop these scanners. This is the key issue. 5,000 for the best legal stunt. The best stunt you can pull on TV, radio. There's a lot of things you can do. Banner hangs. $5,000 for the best stunt video. You got to shoot it, post it. $5,000 for the best stunt video. Paid in 1 month and announced. Hundreds will make videos. We all win in the fight. $5,000 for the best poster and the best video of that poster. And $10,000 for the naked protest. Follow local laws. $20,000. $20,000. And all the prudes will say, oh my gosh, naked bodies. That's so immoral. But guaranteed they're the fake Republican types. They're like, oh, videotaping four-year-old girls and boys. Wonderful. In the government centers. I'm sick of it. You heard the officer earlier. They wouldn't naked body scan women in Iraq, only men at the prisons. But they will, American slaves. $20,000 in prize money. Three different contests. And hey, donors out there, listeners out there, if you've got an idea for a contest and I think it's kosher, you want to give me the money, put the money up for the contest, I'll run the contest on something else. It's hard to judge all these, though. It takes up so much time, but I don't care. They're very successful. Look at the Obama Joker poster contest. Speaking of that, we've sold out of some of the sizes, but we still have a lot of the sizes for the Obama Joker shirt. When it's gone, it's gone. I'm never printing any more of these. You can get a free... By the way, add that George Bush t-shirt on there, too. We may not have a George Bush t-shirt. Have Tim add that. You get one of those free when you order Fall of the Republic Endgame. You can also get Reflections and Warnings or Endgame free when you get Fall of the Republic. And just get the film and make copies and give it to everybody. It's having such a giant effect. Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, the apparel area, the bumper stickers. It's all about getting the word out and supporting this broadcast. And we take the money that comes in here and we put 90% of it back. I take about 10% to run my own life and operation. Or actually less. But the point is, funding our operation, funding what we do here. Purchase the books. Purchase the videos. They're incredibly discounted. 5+ months free until next Friday is the last day. We do it every December into January at prisonplanet.tv. We're going live at the 8 after, by the way, for the last hour and 52 minutes. Sometimes we do the whole 4 hours, sometimes 3 hours. We always do at least most of the last 2 hours. Prisonplanet.tv, stream to you, archives of it. Adds a whole other dimension to the radio shows. You can see the documents, the video clips, all of it. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Or call toll free. Ask about the free video and t-shirt combos. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or again, the shopping cart at Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.